So this book is about an Indian billionaire who moves to New York, his son's sort of suspicious circumstances and background, and it's narrated by their neighbor, who's a filmmaker. Mm-hmm. Was that something you had to come up with in the very beginning, that, oh, I'm going to have the narrator have this film director's eye?
You know, I didn't, because I knew I wanted him to be a young guy and to be a born and raised New Yorker, but I had this really awful idea that he should be a writer. Uh-huh. And I started writing it like that, and then I literally woke up in the middle of the night and sat up in bed and thought, this sucks. This is, you know, he should be, anything would be better. He could be a dentist.
Yeah.
He could be a hairdresser. He could be a tax accountant. All of those would be better. So then I went to sleep and woke up and I thought, well, okay, so he's not a writer, so who is he? And then I knew a bunch of young filmmakers in the village, you know, and I thought, well, maybe he's one of them. And the moment I thought that he was a filmmaker, the whole book opened out.
That must be an incredible moment to see it open out in front of you like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because I mean, I've been kind of a film nerd all my life, and I finally had a character that I could give him all my film nerdery.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and so he can be the film nerd.
The political backdrop of our last election is happening during this book. You mentioned Bernie by name, you mentioned Hillary by name. You do not mention Trump by name. In fact, you go a very different direction, which is there's a candidate who has green hair who is called the Joker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Completely different. Exactly. And no one will ever connect the two. It's very... I have an eye for these things, so exactly. I figured it out, but... Yeah. Obviously, you made a choice not to mention Trump by name. Yeah. What led you to that decision?
Well, first of all, it was too boring.
Yeah.
You know, and secondly, it was too boring. And then I thought, if you look at a deck of cards, in a deck of cards, the two cards that don't behave like the other cards are the Trump and the Joker.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't want the Trump, so I'll have the Joker.
Yeah, that works out very well. You know, you wrote this book. You started writing this book
way before
2008. Is that about right?
Yeah.
And it's inspired by Indian billionaires you know about, read about. And yet now people are reviewing the book and saying, "Oh, this clarity."
It's really strange because, unfortunately, I have to admit that Nero Golden, who is the main character, is in the real estate business.
Right.
And he has a very beautiful, much younger, gold digger, Eastern European trophy wife.
So
I'm sorry, but this was all made up before we ever knew anything about anyone else, any other real estate developer.
That is, you know, with that said, it feels like not just this book, but all art now is being seen through the prism of Trump. Whether everything, or not it was inspired by
everything enough. Leads to Trump.
Yeah.
Whatever, you could be talking about New York Fashion Week and you'll be talking about Trump. You know, whatever you're doing, you could be talking about tennis, you'll be talking about Trump. It's really, that's one of the reasons I didn't want that word in my book.
You have a problem, which is Trump likes you.
Allegedly.
Yeah. But you mentioned tennis. Is it true that he tried to get you to watch some tennis with him?
Well, I met him somewhere and at some event, and he asked, it was around the time of the US Open, and he asked me if I liked to go, and I said I did. And he said very sweetly that I could borrow his box whenever I wanted, but because he's Mr. Trump, he also said that it was the best box.
Oh, wow, and yeah.
And that, you know, you really should see my box because it's a really great box. And I, even then, this was long before he had any political aspirations, even then I thought this would be a career-ending move.
Yeah. Absolutely. Just to be seen in his
just
box.
Just to be seen in his
enjoying
box.
It.
So I didn't do it, but it was nice of him to offer.
That's very good. That's very good.